Hey kittens, welcome to episode 10 of Kitty Litty. This episode is called Breakups. We are going to spend this whole entire episode talking about breakups. That is the topic of the day. And I am going to spend the whole show talking about it because this is a very big topic and a topic that's going to take a little bit of time to address. So I want to dedicate the whole episode to the topic of breakups. And then at the end of the episode, we're going to hit up our words with wisdom that, you know, everybody needs during these really hard times to uplift us and give us some hope. So stay tuned. Coming up next, segment number one, breakups. Okay, guys, we're going to dive into this topic of breakups. I'm going to try to compact this into a cute little segment and break it down as best as possible so it's easy to understand and not confusing, because I know breakups can be confusing. Your feelings get all caught up into it. You're thinking with your mind, you're thinking with your heart, you're getting advice from friends and family, and you don't know where to go, and you're going to YouTube videos and different podcasts and trying to figure out your breakup. So I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible so you can hopefully use this advice and apply it to your breakup so you can find strength to move on and know that it's going to be okay, sis. You know what I mean? Know that you're going to be able to get through this. And I mean, I say sis, but you know, sir, you know what I mean? Like, my podcast, you know, usually I know I cater mostly to women, but you know, honestly, my podcast, this can apply to dudes as well. So this goes to everybody. So when I say sis, no, I'm always saying sis and sir, because I'm not, you know, hating on no gender, you know what I mean? Even though you guys can be a little crazy sometimes, but it's a gender neutral podcast. So let's just throw that out there. So let's dive in. So number one, when a breakup happens, know that it is going to be okay. All right. There are billions, trillions, gazillion people on this planet. You will find somebody else, okay? Like, why do you put all your effort into one person acting like they're the only person on this planet for you? Hello? Hello? Like, wake up. Wake up, all right? Like, that is just ridiculous thought process. Like, let's just crunch numbers. If there, let's say, is 400 zillion people on this earth, and you're upset because it didn't work out with one person, and you're thinking like it's the end of the world that you're not going to find somebody, like, I need you to go have a shot of vodka, slap yourself on the cheek and say, sis, you're a bad bitch. You can find somebody else that is going to treat you better, that's going to love you better, that's going to give you what the fuck that you need and that you're looking for. Okay. And you won't even have to ask for it. It's just going to come natural. Okay. We all have a soulmate. Okay. That is coming from God, the universe, whatever you believe in. They have your one soulmate, okay? So if it doesn't work out with somebody, then that's not your soulmate. Okay, next. If you waste your time on that person, how the hell are you going to find your soulmate? Like, life is so fucking short, okay? If you waste your time and energy into somebody, one day you're going to wake up and you're not going to be 25 anymore. You're going to be 40, okay? And your eggs are going to be cooking, and you wasted 10 years with somebody that you're trying to fix, okay? That don't want to be with you. That want to bring drama and bullshit into your life. So I need you to wake up, get the strength, move on. Next, like Ariana Grande said, next, okay? Next, all right? Hello. And on that note, we're going to dive into my next part that we got to talk about. Stop trying to change people. This is me like hitting the air in slow motion. Okay. Stop trying to change people. Okay. No, they're not going to change. They cheated on you. No, they're not going to change. Okay. They called you out your name and are verbally or physically abusing you. No, they're not going to change, okay? Okay? They are obsessive and they try to control what you're wearing and they want to FaceTime you every 5 seconds. They're not going to change, sis. Okay? They're not going to change, okay? You can text them your 10-page paragraph texts. You can cuss him out. You cannot respond to his text for 5 hours. Okay? You can yell and scream in his face. Whatever. They're not going to change, sis. Get this in your brain, okay? Get this in your brain, okay? People do not change unless they want to change, okay? I'm not saying people can't change, okay? Because I still have faith in my heart and in the universe and in life and in God, whatever, that people can change. But people got to change on their own will, okay? People got to change because they damn well want to change. So if someone comes to me and says, hey, Tade, I want to change because I don't like that I'm doing X, Y, and Z, okay? Then I'll be like, okay, cool. I'm glad you came to that realization. I gotta step away for a minute. I'm gonna let you marinate in that change, okay? And then I'm gonna let you come check back in with me when I see your words matching up with your actions, okay? Because people could talk all this shit all day. I'm gonna change. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. Blah, 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 blah. Run your mouth till your gums go dry. Okay? But if your actions don't align with your words don't mean shit, sir, ma'am. Okay? I need you to hush. Okay? Because no one has time to hear your gums flapping on some bullshit. Because if you're not gonna do the shit, I don't wanna hear you talk. Okay, so that's what people need to understand is that people can change if they come to the realization that they want to change, okay, that they vocalize they're going to change, that they're going to change, excuse me, and then their actions are going to align with their change, okay. Now, if you go to someone and say, oh my God, Brian, I need you to stop cheating on me. I need you to stop fucking my best friend. Okay, or else I'm gonna fucking leave you and this is gonna be fucking over. Okay? Like, don't fuck my best friend again or this is gonna be over. Girl, I'm slapping you through the phone right now, okay? I'm slapping you through the phone right now, okay? Let me tell you where you fucked up, okay? You're telling him that he needs to change. Okay. Now, a bad bitch that knows her worth is gonna say, look, I'm done with your ass. You're done because you know he's not recognizing what the fuck he's doing wrong. He's not coming to you with some change and saying, you know what, I need to fix myself. Obviously, I got some shit to work through if I'm going out on a bad bitch that I'm with and cheating. And I need to step away and figure myself out and stop this bullshit and make my actions align with my words. And then I'm going to come back to you a better man. If he's not saying that, sis, why are you sitting there putting up with this bullshit? You think you're really going to yell him into stop being a cheater? Because he's going to keep getting into these entanglements and not giving a fuck. Because if you give someone an inch, they're going to take a mile, sis. Okay, so if he is cheating on you and you're yelling and screaming and saying, I'm gonna leave you if you don't stop, and if you don't change your ways, he's gonna tell you everything you want to hear and say he's gonna change, he's gonna be a better man, he's not gonna be a cheater because now he knows how far he can push it. Because he knows, okay, I can cheat on her and she's not gonna leave me. She's just gonna yell and scream at me and give me ultimatums that she's gonna leave me, but then never follow through. So you think he's gonna stop? No, he's just gonna do it again. He's just gonna keep cheating on you and cheating on you and cheating on you and cheating on you. And then you're still gonna just turn around and like say, I'm gonna fucking leave you. Oh my God, you fucking asshole. You've been, girl. Pack your bags and go. Okay? You are a bad bitch. You are a queen. Okay? If he needs or she needs to step out on you to go fuck around with some basic, then they're not worthy of your time. They're not worthy of your energy. They're not worthy of your mind, body, and soul if they don't cherish that enough to give you 100% and they're walking out of your relationship to go find it elsewhere. If they want to go get something elsewhere, say deuces. Bye. Don't let the door hit you. If you don't value this, then I need you to go find what you want. But you're not going to find what you want fucking around with me and trying to fuck around with other people at the same time. It's not going to work like that. Okay? So if that is happening, just understand. And whatever, if it's that scenario or whatever scenario, just understand that you cannot change people. People need to want to change. People need to want to implement the change and have their actions match up with their words of change. You cannot tell people how you want them to be. You cannot change people. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. Stop trying to put the horse's face in the water and forcing it to drink. It's not going to drink, sis. Sir, let it be. Let him go. Let him go. If they're not giving you what you need and what you deserve, let him go, because there's trillions of other people on this planet. Okay, you can find it. And then that's going to trickle into my next part. Okay, I know I'm a little nasally. All right, you already know this. We've had this in the other podcast. My allergies and this heat, okay, it's just not a good match. So that trickles down into the next part of my segment. Self-love, okay? Now, I've been guilty of this because I'm a motherfucking Cancer. So I am so empathetic. I put others before I put myself. Okay? Stop fucking doing that. Okay? Stop it. Stop it. Self-love is and confidence is where all this shit starts, okay? Because you know what self-love and confidence is? That's your motherfucking foundation, okay? You cannot build a relationship on an unstable, broken foundation. Because if you are trying to bring someone into a relationship because you think they're going to love you more than you love yourself, you're fucking playing yourself. Because that is like a bullet train going 90 miles an hour into a brick wall. No one is going to love you more than you love yourself. And when they feel like you're not confident and you don't love yourself, they're going to treat you like shit. They're not going to give you what you want. And they're going to get tired because they're going to be like, dude, this person doesn't even value themselves. They don't even love themselves. They're not even confident. And they're going to get tired of treating you like shit. They're going to get tired of feeling like they got to overcompensate for the love that you don't give yourself. And they're going to leave you. And then when they leave you, you're going to be upset. You're going to be crying. You're going to be a fucking shit case in your bed watching The Notebook and crying and looking at YouTube videos about breakups and memes on Instagram about how he or she was such a horrible person. And oh my God, like, wake up, okay? Wake up. Open your eyes, okay? The breakup happened because it needed to happen. It wasn't a match, sis. It wasn't a match, sir. Okay? So what you got to do is self-reflect. Do I love myself? Am I confident in myself? Answer those questions. Because when you can build that self-love within yourself and that confidence within yourself, breakups become easier. Because when you break up with someone or they break up with you, you wake up and you're like, ha! Their loss. Fuck them. Fuck them. They don't want this? You're walking out on this? you're not going to even be fazed by your breakup because your self-love and your confidence in yourself is so motherfucking strong that you're not going to look at it as a loss. You're going to look at it as a gain because you know that that person didn't value you, that person didn't love you, that that person didn't give you what you need, and that you're going to find it regardless. So work on that self-love. Work on that confidence. Pick up a hobby. Meditate. Go on a hike. Do some affirmations. Tell yourself you're beautiful. Tell yourself you're worthy. Do a vision board. Put down what you want out of a partner on your vision board and look at that shit every day. And tell yourself, I'm a bad bitch. I'm beautiful. I'm worthy of love. Okay? It didn't work out with this person, but this wasn't my person. I'm going to find my person. They're out there. Okay? Whatever you tell the universe is what's going to happen. And I know I'm guilty of it. It's hard. When you go through a breakup, you're like, I'm never going to find anybody like him. Oh my God. Or her. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. Like, you know, I'm never going to find a relationship. It never works. If you keep telling yourself that, why do you think it keeps happening? Try it for one day, sis, sir. Try it for one day, okay? Because I did it. And I'm literally, you know, I guess I'm going to get a little personal, but I'm not going to say no name. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. So, you know, whoever's hearing my podcast, you know, he won't know I'm talking about him. But one day I was like, ooh, I want an athlete. I'm going to get an athlete. I'm going to date an athlete. Bitch, tell me why within 24 hours I had an athlete in my DMs. And he was fine. Okay. You know, he was too young. He was too young, so it wasn't going to work. But my point of telling you that is that you, if you ask and you believe, you will receive. Okay. Hello. Everybody's watched The Secret. You know, I mean, Law of Attraction. Whatever you believe is what happened. So if you speak all this negativity that, oh, I'm breaking up with this person, I'm never going to find somebody else, I'm going to be single forever, and you wonder why that keeps happening, the universe doesn't differentiate between negative and positive affirmations. Okay? It just gives you what you tell it. So if you keep telling it that bullshit, okay, that's what it's going to keep happening. So if you tell yourself, I'm going to find true love. I'm going to get married by 31. He's going to be 6'2". He's going to want to have 3 kids. He or she, whatever. If you tell yourself that, and not just tell yourself, this is where people fuck up. Don't just tell yourself. You got to tell yourself and believe it. Okay, if you genuinely believe it in your conscious mind, and most importantly in your subconscious mind, which is deep down in the roots of your soul, watch that shit manifest. And that's where I feel like I fuck up. I'm gonna keep it 100, is because I tell myself, I'm gonna find true love, but deep down in my subconscious, I haven't convinced myself. So every day, you know, I tell myself that it's going to happen. And I am beginning to believe it. And I even have created a vision board where I have, you know, a married couple holding hands and a couple with kids running down the beach. Sometimes you have to visualize it. So your subconscious mind can train itself to dilute all those negative thoughts that have come to me from breakups of the past. You have to recondition your mind, body, and soul. It's a whole process. But also understand that that the universe makes no mistakes. God doesn't make no mistakes. So if you're not finding your soulmate and you're just going through breakup and breakup and breakup, understand that maybe right now isn't the time. Maybe the universe and God is saying right now is not the time. I need you to focus on your career. I need you to focus on yourself. And if that's the case, because you're going through constant breakups back to back to back, which has happened to me lately, I am starting to realize that I feel like the universe and God is telling me, sis, you need to be focusing on yourself. And now that I'm focusing on myself and, my journey, and self-love, it has been such an eye-opening experience, because it's like almost like a rebirth and an awakening, that I feel like I needed to do. And now that I'm doing that, I feel like so amazing. I feel so fulfilled, because if you're not fulfilled within yourself, how are you going to find that, love and fulfillment? Somebody coming into your life is not going to complete you, right? You complete you. They are just adding to you. So your self-love and confidence and goals and aspirations and success and fulfillment and happiness needs to be at 100%. When someone comes into your life, they should be adding to your 100%. So it should be 200%, 300%, 400%, 500%. Because if that person leaves, you should still be at 100%, sis. You shouldn't be at 80. You shouldn't be at 50. You shouldn't be at 30. You need to be at 100% regardless of being broken up or not. So I hope that this segment has given all my kittens some hope through their breakups. And I know during this quarantine, there's been a lot of breakups, whether it's marriages or couples. Just know that you're amazing. I love you. You're a baddie. You're going to fucking find your soulmate, and just don't go back to something that didn't work. You know what I mean? Because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work. It didn't work for a reason. And if you look at relationships where people broke up, divorce or broke up, they are so strong that they're able to get into another relationship within months or a year, and then they're happy and they found their soulmate. It's because they didn't give up. It's because breaking up didn't break them, because they knew that it didn't work out. They're gonna let it go, and they have someone else out there that is gonna give them that 100% that they deserve. Okay, so don't give up. Love yourself. You're a bad motherfucker. Okay, you're whole. Your chakras are aligned. You're fucking beautiful. You're fucking smart. You fucking have everything in the world to offer, and you're gonna find someone who's going to appreciate all those qualities to the fullest. You're gonna find someone who's gonna match your 100%. You're gonna find someone who's gonna think this is the most beautiful person in the world. But the most amazing thing is that you are gonna know that you have all those things already. So all you got to do is find someone to accept that, value that, and give you what the fuck you want. So just know this shall pass. And if you see other people in happy relationships, you will have that one day. Never give up. But also know that with social media, take it with a grain of salt, because salt and sugar look the same. And sometimes the grass is not greener on the other side. People post their happy, positive times on Instagram, okay? Or YouTube or TikTok. They're not going to post their downtimes, okay? So just because you see them on social media, perfect as it can be, that doesn't really mean shit, okay? But if they are in fact happy and in love, married, they have kids, they're frolicking in the Maldives, just know that they have taken all this advice that I'm giving to you, not because they got it from me, because I didn't create this advice, but because they understand the principles that I just shared with you. And they understood it, and that's why they're in the predicament that they are now. Okay? So never give up. It's going to happen for you too. All right? Whatever your happiness consists of in a relationship, it's going to happen too. Just never give up. You are loved. You are appreciated. And your soulmate is out there. So I hope that helped you guys. Coming up next, we got Words with Motherfucking Wisdom. Stay tuned, kitty lady. Okay, we're at that time of the show, Words of Wisdom. I know you have been waiting for this point of the show. This is like your favorite part. It's my favorite part because I love quotes. Like, they really inspire me. And you know what? Like, I like to dig for new quotes and look for words of wisdom to really inspire me and to really get me through my day, or if I'm having a difficult time, or if I need some inspiration. And I actually was watching a TV show and somebody said this quote, and I was like, whoa, this shit really hit me some type of way, because I was going through a moment, because, you know, I told you I'm going through this spiritual awakening right now. And when I heard this quote, I was like, yo, shit, that's what I'm talking about. That's some real shit. Because you know what? Eleanor Roosevelt was a strong, bad bitch. She was a baddie of her time. Like, hello? Like, I mean, years later, I'm like, this woman was smart as fuck. Like, I like literally, like, she is like one of my people. Like, if I could like pick someone to like bring back and go to dinner with, Eleanor Roosevelt would be up there. Okay? But this quote that I'm about to tell you really resonates, with this podcast that I'm doing on breakups, because like this goes back to self-love that we just spoke about, okay? And finding that self-love and confidence within yourself. And this is what she said, okay? Eleanor Roosevelt said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Let me say that shit one more time, okay? No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. So if somebody is, you're in a relationship with somebody and they don't make you feel like you are the baddest motherfucker they've ever dated, okay? That they fucking love you, that you have to question their love and loyalty to you, and they're making you feel inferior? Sis, sir, I need you to get the fuck out of that relationship. Or if they fucking broke up with you, run. Change your number. Block them on social media. Okay? They did you a motherfucking favor. Okay? No one can ever make you feel inferior without your consent. Okay? Because if someone tells you you're an ugly bitch, only you can decide if you believe that. And if you decide to believe it, you then allow them in to hurt your soul, your subconscious. Okay? But if you stand up like a bad bitch and say, you know what? don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You need to put your motherfucking bifocals on. I don't know what you're saying. What do you mean? Your vision obviously is not 20/20 because I am a bad bitch. Okay? You then take away that power from that person. And then their words cannot penetrate your subconscious, your conscious, your soul, your spirit. Okay? So just know, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent, sis, sir. Eleanor Roosevelt said it. I'm telling you it. Okay? And let that resonate in your heart, because you're a bad bitch and you're my kitten. And this is Kitty Lady. And we're going to get better at posting on this podcast, because we need some uplifting content. Because if I hear about another motherfucking disaster this 2020, I'm going to lose my mind, baby girl. So tune in. I'm going to be trying to post this podcast. I know I say I'm going to be posting it every Wednesday, and I'm fucking full of shit and I procrastinate, and I'm calling myself out on a podcast because I'm a real one and I don't give a fuck, because I'm going to be real with you guys from beginning to end. Okay. So I love you guys. You're my baddie kittens. And this is Kitty Litty. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends and family. Subscribe on Apple, on Spotify, and it's on a bunch of other like podcast hearing sites. So please subscribe, like, and share. And I will see you guys soon. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I love you guys. Bye.